of the reasons we do this show right here. Michael, I sent you an email through the website, but I was talking to Bert, and he said there was a strong chance you didn't receive it, and I didn't. I don't know why. I'm not trying to be pushy. I just want you to know that I'm very grateful. 2 years ago at the Redneck Country Club, you stopped by a picnic table during a meeting we were having, and you said hello. You took some pictures and offered me some advice. During that meeting, we were laying the groundwork for a potential lighting retrofit project for our company, os-direct.com. We were only 6 months old at the time, so establishing credibility was very important, and you called me by my name. That was just the shot in the arm we needed, considering both of the guys at the table were fans of yours. To make a long story short, that night, we discussed a project at the table, and since you stopped by the meeting, I thought I'd tell you the final result. The last 2 weeks have been mind-blowing. We have hired new project managers and accounting staff based on a PO we received as a direct result of that meeting we were having that night 2 years ago. We received an award of $400 general locations to perform LED lighting retrofits. They go in and take all the lights you have and put the LED, and apparently you pay something like a third the light bill, which for, you know, big location is a big deal. This is year one of a multi-year program involving 11,000 locations. I'm not writing this to you to brag. It is with total humility that I thank you. I thank you for the direct effect you've had encouraging me from your radio show to start this company in the first place. I know I'm not the only one with this story, and that's a testament to your incredible influence and drive for excellence, Ramon. You hear that? You could just read the Drudge Report all day and call everyone great Americans, but you have chosen to use your platform to challenge and encourage your listeners. I don't know if you ever face any flack over the small business segments you do, as many in corporate radio see it as free advertising, but those segments have helped many of us see the potential of breaking out to financial independence. Again, thank you, sir. We have very exciting things happening at OS-Direct. I guess that's OS-Direct. And it all started with a phone call from Bert Harvey on a Friday night regarding a little bar in Stafford, Texas. How about that, Ramon? That's making a difference. Neil McHenry, OS Direct, Lighting and Electrical. Now, see, that's the kind of stuff that makes you proud. When somebody out there took that leap of faith and said, I'm going to figure out how to do this. I can't let my family down. I can't let my supporters down. I'm going to do this. I have had the pleasure of knowing a few people that have private planes. And you walk onto that private plane and you've got all their staff trailing behind you and all their friends. And you think about the success that that represents. And then you go back to the fact that there was a time that they were one person driving around in a vehicle, trying to find a space, trying to find vendors, trying to find someone to process credit cards, trying to find someone to help them figure out the taxes, trying to figure out how to comply with labor laws, trying to figure out if they should be an S corporation or a sole proprietorship or an LLC or limited partnership, trying to figure all this stuff out, and usually working a day job while they're doing it, trying to figure out how they're going to pay the bills while this business that isn't going to give them any cash for the first 2 years, how they're going to get through that time, trying to manage their relationships because their wife and sometimes their kids still have needs during that time to buy mama a purse or buy clothing for the kids. And it makes you realize, you know, it's the who is John Galt, Ayn Rand, extolling the individual, the entrepreneur. We should really hold those people up in society. We should stop attacking people who are successful. And we should teach our children and all children, inner city children especially, that your chances of playing pro ball or singing the next big rap hit are slim to none. But there is, in our opportunity, room for every single one of you to start a business, be independent, make a difference, change your life.